We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
With Rick and John.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is Rick Kamla and John Michaels on the home of the Hawks. Tonight's ball game against the Lakers, heard right here at 7:30. Now, just yesterday, I looked at four mock drafts as John and I were looking ahead to the draft of the Falcons. Two of the mock drafts had Jeffrey Simmons of Mississippi State going to the Falcons at 14. Two of the mock drafts had Christian Wilkins of Clemson going to our Falcons at 14. Well, I don't think Jeffrey Simmons is going to be the 14th overall pick or the 15th overall pick in this draft because, as John teased, and this is just making headlines right now, Jeffrey Simmons has reportedly torn his ACL training for the NFL draft. And it's bad news, man. I feel bad for the guy. You want to talk about terrible timing. Holy mackerel. What he's going to be now is perhaps a nice bargain near right. The end of the draft for somebody that wants to draft him, rehab him, and then maybe, you know, in the 2020 season, get a good ball player. But you can take a Sharpie pen and draw a line through Jeffrey Simmons in terms of number 14 in our Atlanta Falcons.
And for the kid, it stinks because you're losing a lot of guaranteed money. You're losing that fifth-year option that guys get in the first round. You're losing a lot. If I'm the Falcons, it's just me, Jeffrey Simmons is sitting there third or fourth round, I can't draft him fast enough. Because I look at our team, and we're going to get into this throughout the next week or two. Did we overrate our roster? Is our roster as talented as we think it is? And we understand there's a lot of moving pieces. You could have 10 to 15 new guys on this team, maybe even 20, depending on the way that they re-sign some of their own. But you look, Grady Jarrett, Jack Crawford, Deidre Sinnott, assuming you draft a guy in the first round and on the defensive line, you got four defensive tackles. If you could somehow hold off third, fourth round, and you go get a Jeffrey Simmons, a guy who on every single board was a top 15 to 20 pick, and get him and let him sit a year, think about what's happened in Dallas with Jalen Smith, the guy that they drafted in the second round that dealt with this, and he had a worse injury. He had didn't he have nerve damage and everything else he had to deal
Shredded
with?
Shredded knee.
And now he looks like he can play some good football for the Cowboys. Miles Jack, another guy that dealt with injury late. And the Jaguars took him later. I think they took him in the second round as well. And all of a sudden, they've got themselves a star in their hand. Dallas with Lael Collins, going through all the legal problems he did. Sometimes you got to be willing to take that risk. Simmons is a guy you take a risk on later on in the draft.
Well, it's not going to happen. Because, John, in doing the I just put Jeffrey Simmons in a Google search. And I had to go to Twitter, actually, to find the news of the torn ACL, just to get the report right coming back from what you said. This headline right here from March 7th of 2017, roughly 2 years ago to the day, is the reason why Jeffrey Simmons will not be with the
Falcons. Well, yeah, he's got the problems with the women.
Yeah. The headline reads, Jeffrey Simmons says he regrets punching woman. See ya. Bye. Falcons aren't going to do business with him. I mean, I promise you, I don't make guarantees. I guarantee you they won't be drafting Jeffrey Simmons or even bringing him in as an undrafted free agent. They don't mess with guys that have this in their past.
Now,
it's the Falcon filter that we talk about.
We talked about Jeffrey Simmons at length when he went to Mississippi State. Should he play? Should he not? Trying to remember the specifics of the case, but I believe the woman had attacked his sister or something along those lines, and he retaliated. And the video is horrendous.
John, your recall is on point. Here's the incident. Jeffrey Simmons caught on video, widely distributed through the internet. In a statement, it says, as an effort to break up a domestic fight between his sister and another adult woman, it says that Simmons, quote, used physical force against one of those involved in the altercation. The video showed Simmons, and he was then a senior in high school, striking a woman multiple times, then walking away. He said, during the time, I really didn't know I did that. And when I actually watched the video, I kind of had a mental breakdown like, damn, this can't be true. So it is what it is, man. Mm-hmm. You know, God bless the lady who got, beat up by Jeffrey Simmons. I have no idea what created the fight between his sister and this lady. Obviously, you try to be peacemaker, but you don't be peacemaker with haymakers, okay?
Right.
And it sounds like Jeffrey Simmons did that. Again, John, in terms of on the bargain tip, taking a guy, rehabbing him, and then, a year later, you have a first-round pick when you have a fourth-round pick invested in him. All of that makes perfect sense. I'm just telling you the Falcon filter will prohibit them from drafting Jeffrey Simmons.
You know, I wonder with that, and not just for the Falcons, other teams. They obviously are going to scrub your entire background, and they go through everything. And this was a national story. I remember we talked about it specifically when he got an opportunity to play and going through, the dynamic of breaking up a fight with your sister, how much force is allowed. Obviously, that's too much force. But then you look at a Kareem Hunt, and we're going to spend some more time on him at 12:20. He's got a video on tape, and obviously the reports that come out yesterday where the woman antagonized him using some racial slurs, but he kicks a woman in a hotel room. There's teams that are already taking a chance on him again. He's going to be suspended. Jeffrey Simmons is going to walk in with a clean slate. He's not going to get suspended when he walks into the NFL. He will be asked a million times about this question. Now, the bigger problem for him currently is obviously the ACL. They'll go back through all of this. But I think a lot of teams are going to say, look, it's been, what, 2 years now, 3 years? He hasn't had an incident since then. May not happen for the Falcons. There's going to be somebody say, this kid's talent, we're going to take a shot on him.
Yeah, and before I want to make this point. I'm not saying that this kid does not deserve a second chance.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying that. I think he does deserve a second chance because it says here, John, let me find this quote that he had. He said, I was just in dealing with the aftermath. He said, Jeffrey, handle your business. I did what I had to do on and off the field. This first semester with my GPA, I had a 4.0. I was focused on and off the field. I worry about school and football. So he's trying to turn the page and live right and turn a negative into a positive as much as he can. So I'm not saying he doesn't deserve a second chance. I think
sure.
He does, and he will get it. And Jeffrey Simmons will be in the NFL sacking the quarterback and tackling running backs. I mean, he will, and I have no problem with that at all. Joe Mixon has some of the worst video
yep.
ever in recorded history, and he's a 1,000-yard rusher with the Cincinnati Bengals and probably a second or third round pick in fantasy football drafts. So why can't Jeffrey Simmons come to the NFL and make his money? I think he should.
Tyreek Hill has some of the
yep.
worst stuff involved with a woman, and Tyreek Hill, guess what? Nobody really talks about that stuff anymore because when a guy gets a second chance and doesn't give you a reason to bring back up the past, most of the time people don't bring up the past. They
mm-hmm.
just let it, not that they let it slide, they just go, all right, you've earned your way back to having a job, and as long as you stay on the straight and narrow, we're not going to give you any problems. And that's how it's happened with Mixon. It's how it's happened, obviously, with Tyreek Hill. It's how it's going to happen with Jeffrey Simmons. He played his entire career at Mississippi State, and outside of being a wrecking ball on the field, I don't remember hearing anything else.
I don't believe there was either.
From him. We want to get to the Twitter poll we put up earlier, at Rick and John 929, as we go around the 404, as we do each and every day at noon on this program. The Hawks buy Jeremy Lin out. I'm not a fan of it. I would have done anything I could to make a trade, or you would have stuck with us for the next 29 games of the season and then figured out where you're going to go next year to go chase your ring. Travis Schlink was on the morning show. He said Jeremy's agent reached out. They had a desire to go play for a playoff contender and try to win a ring. The Hawks met his demands. They bought out the contract he signed with the Raptors. Mark Owens, the Twitter poll reads what?
Hawks moving on from Jeremy Lin. Is it a good move or is it weak and soft?
Mm-hmm.
And explain why some people are calling this a soft move.
I call it soft because you told us a week ago that you wanted to create a winning culture, that you liked having the veterans on your team. You planned on having them here through the duration of at least this season or their contract. And now a week later, after a 3-game losing streak, you immediately scrap those plans and get rid of one of the better veterans you have in your backcourt.
70% of the votes coming in saying it's a good move, while 30% calling it a soft move. Travis Smith said he's a good player. Could be that the Hawks let him go to sign wherever he wants for whatever he wants.
And that's what they did.
So, first of all, John, you said I would have tried to trade him. I absolutely promise you they tried to trade him. I absolutely promise you they tried to trade him. So, I don't know why you're like that. To me, should not be part of this conversation. They absolutely tried to trade Jeremy Lin. You're trying to flip a guy like that into an asset. And the whole thing about winning culture, which they're trying to establish, and guys like Vince Carter, Dwayne Dedman, Kent Bazemore, and Jeremy Lin when he was here, helping big time with that. But if you have a player that doesn't want to be here, what is he going to do to maybe poison that winning culture that you're trying to establish? So once you find out through his agent, and I don't have a problem with his agent reaching out. That's how business is done.
Sure.
Once you find out that Jeremy Lin, and I don't think it's like, I hate the Hawks, I hate this. I don't think that's what it is. I think it's, yo, I want to be on a playoff team.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on an expiring contract. I'm trying to get my next contract and being in the playoffs, splashing threes on TNT in April, May, and June. Is going to help me get that next contract. So I think that's what it's about. I have zero problem with the move, but I love the debate we're having.
Yeah, again, I would not have made the move. That's just me. Whether they tried to trade him or not, I'm sure they tried. My thing is, once the trading deadline passed and you're on the team, well, you're on my team. I'm not kowtowing. This is me. I'm not kowtowing to somebody else's wishes and demands. I wish that you're the backup point guard. You don't want to play? That's a you problem. You're going to play for the team that's paying you a contract and paying you a salary. We got into the debate earlier of kind of doing team solids. All right, you did the Raptors a solid here, and you did Jeremy Lin and his agent a solid. We did the Celtics a solid. We've done the Spurs a solid in the past. We did Memphis a solid and Tyler Dorsey a solid. When's the solid coming back to Atlanta? Who's going to do the solid for us? What free agent's going to come here and go, all right, I want to play with this group? That's what I need to say.
I have no idea. I don't have a timeline on that either. I just think that this is how you do business. We were a conduit for Boston. They needed to open up a roster spot, and we take the troubled Jabari Bird for 3 minutes and then waive him. Tyler Dorsey not playing. He's stuck behind Baze. He's stuck behind Herter. He's stuck behind all these guys. And you find a home for him. And Travis Schlenk told John and Hugh this morning that they were trying to find a spot where he could play. And so to me, it's just it goes to show, from Ressler to Hill to Kunin to Schlenk, all the way down to Pierce and the friggin' janitor, it's a first-class, classy organization. I think they're handling their business the right way.
I love the dudes. Travis Schlenk's our guy. We talked to him at length during the State Farm, like, tour. Lloyd Pierce is great with us all the time he's on. We've had Herter on. We've had Spellman on. We've had Young on. You know, we've had John on a couple of times. We have not had a chance to talk to Vince, which I want to get Vince Carter in studio one day.
Vince, what's up, man?
Yeah, come on in. Come hang out
with
us.
And the thing is, like, I'm friends with Vince. Like, you know, we text from time to time, but, you know, I don't want to go. You know, you got to go through PR,
sure.
And I don't want to, like, text Vince, and then we get him on, and then, like, PR is like, what the hell, man? You got to go through us. So right. We'll get it through the right channels, and, you know, shout out to
he's
Karen
a guy
Lorraine,
I want in studio.
John Steinberg, all the phenomenal dudes and ladies with the Hawks PR. They do a great job.
Speaking of in studio, we'll get into Knox with this coming up at 1 o'clock when we have the Bickerfest with Knox. Good chance we're going to have Brandi Rhodes and Cody Rhodes in studio soon.
When?
They're in Vegas. They're, you know, they have created a new wrestling federation, basically. So here's what's crazy, Paul. Knox, his son, and somebody that's really close with Brandi, Knox is really cool with somebody that knows Brandi and Cody really well, and they all know Knox. So Knox is hooking it up where they're going to come in studio with us.
So you finally admitted you couldn't get it done.
Well, I stopped. I'll be honest. When football season started, I stopped trying. Her publicist was going to get her in studio, and then it came football season. I was like, well, I'm not bringing anybody
in. You know
what
else will stop you is a restraining order from Brandi Rhodes. So, combination of both of them.
Well, there's that. But yeah,
what was our holdup with Ed O'Bannon when we were trying to get him on?
He worked at a car dealership and didn't want to. He didn't want to. Why didn't he come on with us? I don't know.
Was it a publicist or his attorney or his agent?
No, it was something to do with, because he had a book coming out at the time. But
and then he went on with Art because he knew Arthur Trish.
He went on with Dukes and Bell because I guess Arthur got in touch with him after I talked to him.
Mm-hmm. Arthur's got those relationships, man. Going back a long way. Hawks Lakers tonight.
Yes.
It's State Farm Arena.
Yeah. Are you going?
I am not.
You have to work tonight?
I don't.
I do not see the insurance tie, so you're not working tonight.
No, I'm not working tonight. Just hanging out with Charity at home. I'll be watching from my couch. By the way, we're couch shopping right now. Very excited. Very, very excited. I think
all right, sales. Wait, can we get Rick a couch deal?
We're couch shopping.
Are you, like, going to multiple stores and sitting on all the couches that are available to see what
I mean,
you like
I'm a Rooms to Go guy, to be honest with
me
you.
Too. But me too.
Rooms to
I
Go.
Love Rooms to Go.
Great gear, good prices. I've
sales. Rooms to Go.
I'm a
Rick
fan.
Kamla.
I really am.
Talk to Mike Conte. He's doing Rooms to Go ads.
Is he?
You don't listen to the station much.
I tune out the commercials. Unless they're mine.
I would have said that. I didn't know they were they were one of our sponsors, but I'm just a big fan of theirs. But Charity's looking online, and she sent me a picture of some five-piece joint, brown leather. It looks
talking,
really,
you're
really
talking
good.
Sectional, L-shaped. We just talking regular.
Are you,
you
doing
know,
like couch
piece,
and
like
love seat?
Couch, what? Love seat, chair,
I don't
ottoman.
Know. I don't know what it's called. It's called.
I'm a sectional guy myself.
Okay, it's called the brown bonded leather reclining sofa set home theater sectional sofa. Blah 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 blah.
Well, it said sectional, so that
and said bonded too.
Oh yeah, that's a sectional. Oh, that's a nice. Oh, that's expensive too.
It's not that expensive.
Is that from the Cindy Crawford collection or the Sofia Vergara collection?
$7,500.
It is not. It is not, because I told her we're looking at like $3,840. I'm like, we're not spending that on a couch, man.
That's nice.
It's like less than $2,000.
That's what he says. $7,500.
It is not.
No, it's not. I figured. Look, it sounds better if I play that you have.
That looks sweet, right?
That is nice. I almost got one similar to that in my basement. You know, I've got the gray.
Yeah.
Sectional that's downstairs.
It's nice, comfortable.
Yeah.
So we our couch.
I paid like a grand for mine.
So. Yeah, our couch is old. It needs to be replaced. And
let me ask you, how much does Shakti get on the couch?
Lives on it.
Okay. Leather, probably not what you want to do.
What are you talking about?
No matter how much you trim the nails and everything, when they go to run, claws dig into the leather.
I mean, we'll look into that.
Yeah,
thanks for the heads up.
Yeah, Spike used to like to get rest in peace to the great Spike.
No, that's legit, because my cat, I don't even let my cat on my sofa. Now, I put a blanket like on top of the sofa where he can
Which means he gets on your sofa.
Well, he bounces up, uh-huh. But he doesn't.
Was he on a trampoline?
Well, you know how cats like you. I don't spring forward.
I don't think she's going to be able to jump all the way up here. We'll have to bring her up here.
Okay, so you'll be able to control the.
Yeah, like you said, put a fleece blanket down or some kind of blanket down. And but that's a good heads up right there.
Okay. Yeah.
Good heads up. Where the hell were we?
Let's go ahead and take a break.
We're State Farm Arena.
Yeah, big game tonight.
Hey, me buying a couch is around the 404.
It is. Follow the segment.
We do. NFL Bounce coming up next. Our thoughts on Kareem Hunt to the Browns. We'll get into that next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
All right. Love talking with Mike Conte in and out of the breaks, man. It is Rick Kamla and John Michaels with our NFL Bounce. And as we were handing off to Dukes and Bell yesterday, literally at 2 o'clock, 1:59 right in there, saw the breaking news hit on ESPN that Kareem Hunt had signed with the Browns. Not the Colts or the Jets or the 49ers or a team, obviously, where they need a running back, the Buccaneers. The Browns, who have, dog fans, Nick Chubb. And they just gave big money to Duke Johnson as well. So this is a shocker. It's an aggressive move by the Browns, and I appreciate them, you know, trying to get as good as they possibly can to make the playoffs for the first time in 97 and a half years. But this was a shocker. John, you and I did not disagree on Kareem Hunt getting another job in the NFL.
No.
It was only a matter of time. He was going to get back in after serving a suspension from NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell. We still don't know how long that is. I think it's going to be a six-gamer. Zeke Elliott was suspended 6 games. I think this violation is well north of a Deflategate scenario, mm-hmm. Where Tom Brady got 4. So I think 6 is going to be the number here on Kareem Hunt. But I'm just really surprised that the Browns doubled up and right now, maybe temporarily, tripled up their backfield by adding Kareem Hunt.
Interesting what comes into their backfield. First of all, I agree with you. I thought all along Kareem Hunt would get a job. I honestly didn't think it would be this quickly. But I think the Browns realize, all right, let's jump on this now before somebody else goes ahead and scarfs him up and pays him money and takes him off the table. Here's what you have now if you're the Browns. You have assets. Nick Chubb's not going anywhere. That's a star running back in this league. But guess what? Kareem Hunt's also a star running back in this league.
I think he's better, don't you?
Yeah, his production right now has been better.
I mean, Kareem Hunt's more talented than Nick Chubb. I love Nick Chubb. Kareem Hunt's more talented.
That's close. That's close to me because Chubb's got the size. He's got the speed. Kareem Hunt's a monster, though. But here's what you have. You also have a guy that you signed to some good money in Duke Johnson that's also an asset that was underutilized a year ago in Cleveland. They have three guys where there's other teams that need one running back. There's somebody between now and the draft that's going to make a trade probably for Duke Johnson, because Duke Johnson, he's only owed $1.8 million this year. If they cut him, they're going to owe him $800,000. So you're not going to get a lot of relief as far as salary cap. I could see them trading somebody like Duke Johnson. Now, their general manager, John Dorsey, I believe.
That's right.
Yep. He said this. He said, "I think Duke Johnson's a good football player." What it does when you have three very quality, really four quality individuals, you have three veterans in there now, I don't think it makes him expendable yet.
Ha.
You have to go back and research and see moving forward what's best for the organization. The key word in that whole phrase was
yet.
Duke Johnson's expendable at this point for the Cleveland Browns, unless Kareem Hunt gets like eight games and they go, all right, we're going to keep Duke Johnson at least for close to these eight games.
Duke Johnson's getting cut, y'all. Get ready for the headline.
I don't think he's getting cut. I think he's getting traded.
I don't think anybody's going to trade for this contract. And Duke Johnson's a good player. He's not a great player. His dead cap hit this year is $2.2 million. I think he's cut. I think, John, to your point, I think they'll try to trade him. They're going to shop him around. I don't think there's going to be much of a market for him. Maybe they get a sixth or a seventh for him,
sure.
Possibly. But, this year 1.8, next year 3.6, 2021 it's 4.6. It's not terrible money for Duke Johnson. It kind of actually, but you got to add in bonuses and all that. It's a little bit higher.
Yeah, he's $3 million against the cap this year. So again, you'd save $800,000 if you cut him. That's not enough for me to cut a guy. $800,000 is nothing. That's a minimum contract in this league.
And Kareem Hunt, I believe, is going to be suspended the first six games of the season. You're going to need Duke Johnson at that point. Maybe they keep all three.
Well,
and if they do, by the way, that's going to be a fantasy football buzzkill.
And remember,
if they have all three of those backs.
Remember, Rick, the trading deadline now in the NFL is like week 7 or 8. So just say Kareem Hunt gets a six-game suspension. Well, how perfect is that for the Browns? You keep Duke Johnson until week 6 or 7. You know by that time there's other teams that have injuries and are going to need a back. You're about to get a marquee back in Kareem Hunt, and then you trade away a Duke Johnson.
Here's a little bit of a surprising detail here. Have you seen the contract details on Hunt's contract?
No, I have not.
Take a guess. 1 year and what?
$2.5 million?
Nope.
Not too high.
Way too high.
Really? $1.25 million.
You're still too high.
$800,000.
Now you're too low.
$1 million.
He got a cool mil. He got $1 million. Ladies and gentlemen, this is an $8 million per year NFL running back without the problems.
Mm.
That's how good Kareem Hunt is. Kareem Hunt last year led the league in rushing.
Right.
And he did because Todd Gurley didn't play week 17 because they had it all, solved and they didn't need him.
Sure.
Todd Gurley plays week 17 of 2017. He leads the league in rushing. It is what it is. Kareem Hunt led the NFL in rushing. So that's a big, big deal. And for $1 million here. And so for that reason, John, I don't like it. I love it for the Browns. $1 million on Kareem Hunt is a no-brainer. But why would Kareem Hunt take $1 million from a team that's already loaded at running back? To me, he jumped too soon at this. I would have played it out. I think there would have been more money and more availability for volume with another team than with these Cleveland Browns.
But with a one-year deal that you're not going to play half the year anyway, or close to half the year, you go back, you be a good citizen, you go out and you play, you don't have any pressure to be the number one back somewhere, and then at the end of this year, you cash in. You go get a monster deal. And that's what's going to happen to Kareem Hunt. He's going to be the premier running back going into free agency, going into the 2020 season. Could he have gotten another mil, maybe $2 million this year? Probably.
A mil here, a mil there.
Mil here, a mil there. We'll move him around. Find the Diaz brothers. We'll put them on the street. Make a couple of moves. Mark Owens, that's a Scarface reference for those keeping score at home.
Never heard of it.
Never heard the movie? No? Okay.
Are you ready to move on? Because I got a story that is has local ties to it.
Okay.
Have you seen what's up with Demaryius Thomas?
Yeah, I did.
Released by the Texans.
Yeah, torn Achilles.
What?
Well, he tore his Achilles last year, didn't he?
That's news to me. I don't believe he tore his Achilles. I think he just sucked. And Demaryius, if you're listening, I mean, he could just stare me down, and I'd be a puddle of blood on the floor. I mean, he is a monster, a physical freak. However, he is very, very close to the end. I think it's time over there in the flats on North
Avenue.
Yeah,
he tore his Achilles last year.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Demaryius Thomas.
Yeah.
Man, too many parties. Well, then he's really done. I was already going to say it's time to schedule the retirement press conference. And God bless him, man. Georgia Tech player, multiple-time Pro Bowler, won a ring with Peyton Manning with the Denver Broncos, had an exceptional career, made a mountain of money, and he done.
He was owed about $14 million this upcoming year, so it's a no-brainer to let him go. And he tore his Achilles last year, I think in week 6 or week 7. So you're talking about a guy that's not going to be ready to play until close to the middle of the year. Tore his Achilles against the Philadelphia Eagles. 7 games into the year, and then he tore his left Achilles in week 16 against the Eagles.
I was going to say, because, he was traded. You remember when the Texans traded for him?
Yep.
With Will Fuller going down with injury. Oh, he's going to be such a huge impact. What did I tell you at the time? I told you this guy ain't going to separate. This guy ain't going to vibe with Deshaun Watson, and none of that happened. So
yeah, he had torn Achilles in week 16. That means he's probably not going to play this year anyway, so it was a no-brainer for the Houston Texans to let him go.
I want to take like the salt and the shade out of what I'm saying here. I do. I want to just back up. I apologize. I'm getting too shady on the guy, okay? But I think this is the end for Demaryius Thomas.
Very well, maybe. What's he, 31, 32 years old? 30.
Let me see. 31.
Yeah, 31, coming off a torn Achilles.
It says he's not thinking about retirement right here on this report I'm reading.
He may not be, but with a torn Achilles, he's not playing until he's at least 32.
My homies at RotoWorld do add this line, and I agree with it. Thomas is likely to find a frigid market.
Yeah. If he comes,
I couldn't have said it better myself.
Here's the thing. If he comes back 100% healthy and somehow at the end of this year plays a game or two for somebody that's looking for a receiver, he'll probably get another contract or two. And I'm talking about a one-year deal here, a one-year deal there. But as far as Demaryius Thomas, premier receiver, that is completely out the window at
this
point.
The ship has sailed, my friend.
That it has. Hey, elsewhere, did you see the wild rumors that are out there now tying the Arizona Cardinals to Kyler Murray because of the Cliff Kingsbury?
Yeah.
I guess there's a relationship between the two of them.
I have. Have you seen that Cardinals president Michael Bidwell shot down speculation that Kyler Murray would be the number one overall pick to Arizona? So where there's smoke, there's fire? Question mark? Or is this a media-created rumor?
I'm going to point to media-created rumor.
The Cardinals have a million needs.
Mm-hmm.
They have who they think is their franchise quarterback in Josh Rosen.
Right.
I can tell you right now, he ain't a franchise quarterback. My jury's already back with a verdict. They've slammed the door shut, and he is guilty of not being a franchise quarterback. I see business decisions. I see a guy that's too cool. I see a guy that's not working on his game enough. His body is frail. I think he will be broken if he gets like really pretzeled up by a defensive lineman. I'm not buying it at all. I think Kyler Murray would be a good pick for them at number one, but I don't think they're going to do it because that, of course, would cause them to gulp, swallow hard, and admit that they were wrong with Josh Rosen.
Now, is that a same scenario with Jared Goff, that maybe a coaching change will light a fire under Josh Rosen? Remember,
Jared Goff, year one,
soft body, crap quarterback, and he played for Jeff Fisher.
Yeah.
Well, Steve Wilks obviously gets fired in 1 year, and now all of a sudden you go to offensive genius and Cliff Kingsbury, and I use those air quotes, offensive genius and Cliff Kingsbury. Can he be the magic elixir for Josh Rosen?
I like that you're keeping the door ajar with that take. I think that's spot on. John, we know how the math works out. All five of the guys drafted in 2018 are not going to hit.
No.
So,
matter of fact, probably only 2 out of 5 will hit.
Or maybe 3 out of 5 or something. So you got to pick a couple of those guys. Or you don't. I mean, I'm just saying, I feel like in my brain, I got to ride with a couple of those guys, and I got to diss a couple of those guys. And I think Josh Rosen, of those five guys, has the worst chances of becoming a 4,000-yard, 30-touchdown franchise quarterback in the NFL.
You're probably right. And, again, like I said, 2 out of 5 are guaranteed not to hit. That's just the percentages
just the
in
way
the
it goes.
NFL. He also walked into probably the worst situation of any of them.
Bad offensive line, not much to throw to.
Right.
I get it.
Running back who's coming off an injury, a coach who ended up being a one-year bust, all that good stuff. Speaking of one-year bust, you see what the Bucs did a little while ago? released Vinnie Curry. Vinnie Curry signed with the Bucks a year ago, 3 years, $23 million. He made $6.5 million in 2018, another $5 million of the base salary. Would have been guaranteed by the fifth day of this roster. Cutting Curry is going to save the Bucks about $8 million. You know how many sacks he had last year?
1.5.
2.5. Wow. 21 tackles.
The banner year. Dude, Bruce Carter had 21 tackles. Right. I just heard Mike Conte say.
Yeah, he did. He did.
We're running short on time here. Let me throw this in here. The Giants reportedly have said they're passing on Kyler Murray, that they will not take him with the sixth pick. And I'm not mad at them, because you have to be a cold-weather quarterback. You have to be a sloppy-weather quarterback to be a quarterback in New York. You're at MetLife Stadium the back half of the season. It's going to be that cold November rain. You know, cue the Guns N' Roses song. Nothing lasts forever, even cold November rain. You remember that?
I do remember it. That song was like 17 minutes long, wasn't it?
It was long. Remember MTV, all the videos? It was such a big deal. Any old way, you got to be able to play in the November rain up at MetLife Stadium, and I think that's better suited for a guy like Dwayne Haskins. So I'm not mad at the Giants saying we need a bigger quarterback to handle the weather that we have up here, but that's reportedly what they're saying.
The final thing from the NFL bounce, congratulations to Eric Reed. Gets a 3-year, $22 million deal with the Carolina Panthers. This is a guy
blackballed no longer, John.
Nope, this was a guy that was right alongside Colin Kaepernick, signed a year ago. Had an opportunity to play. He played well enough, and now he's got a 3-year deal with the Panthers.
$22 million.
Maybe he won't,
got a great deal.
Maybe he won't be drug tested 3 times a week like he was last year.
He's a heck of a ball player.
Random,
right? Like we. There you go. Just listen. Let it pour over you like a warm shower.
Coming up next, his Paul Bible. From the Bible in February.
What do we got, Paul?
Sports Radio. Hallelujah. We got prize picks coming up for you, ladies and gentlemen, in the next hour. Top of the hour, Knox Bardeen will be in here to bicker.
We got Drummond. Us. We got Drummond last night, 32-17.
I mean, that's the fear. Hey, they don't just give money away, do they, John?
No. You got to go earn it.
You got to be the mastermind, and we weren't yesterday. But we're going to try very, very hard today.
Preacher Man is the mastermind. I know now I will never try to sing like Axl Rose. Deshaun Tate came running down. Dude, you need some water? If you were watching on watch929thegame.com, I tried to, imitate Axl Rose and throw to Paul Bible, and I almost choked myself, which is pretty terrible. Preacher Man, save me from myself.
All right, I'll save you this time because we're actually not going to break. So, let's see. More troubles for NFL wide receiver Terrence Williams. He's the same guy that had the Lamborghini issue last year, as you recall. Well, this time, he's got a problem with the repo man.
Uh-oh.
Apparently, the Dallas Cowboys player bragged about his 2015 Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat years ago after he painted it a custom purple with lime green Joker-style paint. But apparently, the 29-year-old had some difficulties when it came to actually making the payments because the repo man came and collected his car this week in Texas by hooking it up to a tow truck. Now, not sure why he couldn't make payments. He's made close to $13 million during his 5-year NFL career.
Why do you have to even make payments? Like, this is what I don't get. You've made that kind of money, so you're making $3, $4 million a year. A Hellcat's what, 80 grand, maybe 100 grand tops for the top of the line?
Yeah.
Why don't you just pay cash and then you own it and you don't have to worry about somebody coming and taking it? I've never understood that concept of not just paying for your automobile.
Dude, you're applying, like, logic to this guy. I mean, he is, what I'm seeing here, still on the Cowboys. However, he won't be on the Cowboys for long, ladies and gentlemen, because they have an out right now in his contract. It would be a dead cap hit of $2,500. This past year, his cap hit was $4,100,000. Preacher Man, we say all the time. Pay your freaking taxes.
Right.
Yep.
And when you are on, he got, and not that he'll get all this money, but he got a $17 million contract over 4 years. Pay cash. It's yours, right?
That's it.
Like, and trust me, I used to be credit cards and the whole thing with the first regime. Me and Charity, like, we tend to, like, if we can't buy it, we don't buy it.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, like, she has payments on her car. My car is paid off. But we're all about, like, like cash in hand. You know, we're on a 15-year mortgage. You know, we're not playing it out 30 years. We just like, let's get this done. Let's pay it off. Let's get it done, baby.
That's because you're $2.2 million.
Let's get it done.
It's a little easier to do that. You know, the rest of us, we have to live how we live. But when you make $15, $18, $19 million and you try to finance your car.
I don't get it.
I don't either.
I don't get it, bro.
Well, it ain't his car no more.
And by the way, he's a pretty crappy player. He's a ball dropper, preacher man.
All right. Little issues up in Notre Dame for wide receiver Javon McKinley. Apparently, he was arrested Sunday morning after cops say he was drunkenly, after he drunkenly tried to fight two officers, one of whom was a woman. This is according to TMZ. Apparently, the 20-year-old is in major hot water after this. He was apparently drunk inside the back of an Uber. Campus security was called to help out said individual.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, when they got there, they realized who it was. They were trying to take him back to his dorm. Well, on the way back to the dorm, he got belligerent. Then he took swings at the cops. It took the cops and the Notre Dame firefighters to calm him down. And now he's on. He's facing three charges, two counts of misdemeanor battery and one count of misdemeanor underage drinking.
Liquid courage will get you every time. They were doing him a solid, which some campus police will do, some will not. And they were taking him to his dorm. Yeah, Athens, he would have been locked up as soon as he got out of the Uber.
And they would have thrown the key away.
The smart thing he did was take the Uber. The stupid thing he did was trying to fight with police. But again, that's where you've been overserved or you've overserved yourself. Liquid courage will get you in trouble every single time.
Did Baker Mayfield not teach us anything, Preacher Man?
Look, you can watch all the videos and you can say, did you not learn from so-and-so?
Right.
But unfortunately, we see this story over and over again.
And here's the issue. You may be in a sort of right mind, like you've drank enough where you're tipsy and you're feeling good. Like we were at Shaq's party. I was feeling good. Had I gone five or six more drinks, not that I would have been fighting police, but you get to that point where all of a sudden you think you're fine and then you're not fine.
Yeah. It was a good thing at about 1:45 that Shaq's Funhouse ran out of vodka.
Yeah.
And John and I were like, check, please.
Yeah, I'm not drinking beer, so I'm going to go ahead and leave.
Yeah, it was time.
Yeah.
It was time. I was not in a terrible hangover state the next day. I was okay.
I was okay. I was not great. I can tell you that much.
You want to hear the gory details from Shaq's party?
Uh-huh.
Now that it's moved on and passed? Everybody said it went really well. No major issues outside of it being really crowded. However, what was one of the food options at Shaq's? You had some sushi. Papa John's. What was upstairs on the patio?
I have no idea. They did have Waffle House.
One of the cops told me that one of the bigger problems they had is people enjoying their Waffle House and then immediately losing their Waffle House over to the side of the wall. So it was just a trail of hash browns going down the steps.
Are you serious?
Because
it was on top of a little perch. And,
and
it
if you
been...
looked over the rail, it was down the steps.
So were people getting puked on?
I don't think people were because that was the
admission.
But by then, everybody was already in.
Yeah,
so it would probably about 2 a.m.
Yeah,
so
that was one of the lines we got in and couldn't get in that way.
Covered, chunk, puked on. I mean, all the same.
Puked. That's a new topping for Waffle House. Preacher Man
comes back up.
All right, so as you know, Valentine's Day is right around the corner. Apparently,
it is.
Jimmy Garoppolo is shooting a shot on IG at two different models.
Oh, so he's no longer with the porn star?
No, that was only a one-time deal with her, I believe. They just dated and then got it. One off. And it went viral, and he kind of ran for the hills on that one. Let's see, Jaleese Rebello and Kiki Passo are the two young ladies that he is shooting a shot at.
Is that early research material?
Spell Kiki Passo.
It's K-I-K-I-P-A-S-S-O.
Uh-huh. P-A-S-S-O. Okay.
What's the other one?
Jaleese, G-L-E-I-S-E, Rebello, R-A-B-E-L-O.
Okay.
Kiki Passo.
You're not Passo?
Trophy.
Nobody's passing on that.
Trophy wife. I think they're fake, but I'm not mad at her. No, she's a trophy wife.
Not really my type, but I'm not saying
blonde, curvy.
You should look up the other one, Johnny.
What's trophy the other one?
Jaleese Rebello.
Okay.
That's probably more your style, right?
G-L-E-I-S-E-R-A-B-E-L-O.
A little more exotic for John.
Yeah, you had me at Jaleese.
Of course I did.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa, did you see this breaking news? Antonio Brown tweets goodbye to the Steelers. Did you see that?
I saw
another headline earlier this morning. It said Brown got a ticket.
Coming to this.
Oh, you're
right
getting
now.
To that. Okay,
right
okay.
Now remember,
I'm on Jaleese Rebello.
That's fine.
So do whatever you do.
Let me put headphones on. You'll be fine. So remember, back in November, Antonio Brown was busted for doing 100 miles per hour in his Porsche.
Yeah.
Well, apparently he decided not to show up for court, so he was found guilty of of speeding and reckless driving, and he was dinged. Let me see if I can find it. It was about, he's dinged a little over $400 in fines.
That's it?
That's it.
$400 for going 100 miles an hour.
Yeah.
I've got worse speeding tickets going like 77. Hey, come on.
He's Antonio Brown.
I'm player hating a little bit.
He goes fast. He runs fast, too.
Apparently not for the Steelers anymore.
He said, thank you, Steeler Nation, for a big 9 years. Time to move on and forward. Okay.
Is he not still under contract?
Yeah, he is.
Wow.
Yeah, he is.
See ya. I mean, this is literally breaking within minutes ago. This just hit. Preacher Man.
Yes, sir.
Who is dominating the headlines in 2019 more than Antonio Brown?
Nobody.
Nobody. And by the way, have we had a good headline yet? Have we had a positive headline yet?
We did. We had the positive headline where he played dodgeball with the kids at the Boys and Girls
Club. Right. Good call. Good call.
That's the only positive one.
A shining glimmer of light.
You know, there's a sliver of hope going on there.
There you go.
Not so much a sliver of hope.
By the way, super quick. What's her name?
Jalice Rebello.
Jalice for the win. Jalice over, who's this other chick? Kiki Paso. Yeah. Jalice wins.
I think Kiki Paso is Australian anyway, so, you know, you're shooting a shot on Valentine's Day. That's a long flight.
It is.
They're both hot, but I take Jalice.
You actually have to fly her out on, like, the 11th to get here by the 14th.
Well, yeah, because she's leaving. She's actually leaving the day after to get there the day before.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. It's like time travel. That's our research.
Yeah, we'll just leave that up as research.
Yeah, those are our two research materials for today. We go from Jalice Rebello to Knox Bardeen.
Boy, what a downgrade.
That is. We'll chat with him next. We do the Barbershop Bickerfest. We're going to scream about Jeremy Lin. We're going to scream about Falcons, Would You Rather, and maybe some dieting choices as well on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All right, so I'm a huge fan of dually guitars, twin guitars. For example, like Warren Haynes, Dickie Betts, and the Allman Brothers back in the day. Or Bill and Brent, the dually guitars of Mastodon, my favorite heavy metal band of all time. What we might have here in the Kia Studios as we welcome in Knox Bardeen is dueling farts, because Knox just said he had chili for lunch. I had chili for dinner last night. So, John, you may want to pull the neck of your shirt up over your nose for this segment, because we may have dually farties in here.
I will tell you, if you guys start crop dusting, I'm done for the day. Like, I'm just taking the rest of the day off.
You're still on rabbit food, so.
Yeah, it's back to that for now.
What do you mean?
I got to drop.
Are you on another cockamamie diet?
No, because my last diet, I dropped 25 pounds. I'm just redoing it.
Okay.
That's
it. Didn't take the first time.
No, it did take. I gained like 8 pounds during Super Bowl week. It's not. I haven't gained all 25 back.
Good.
I've only gained like 6 pounds total back, but I want to get back. I want to get down to about 210 ultimate goal.
Got you. Because Harry Douglas is listening, lurking, judging.
Well, he did not judge me at the Super Bowl, so I clearly had not bulked up to where I was before. Because the last time he looked at me, he goes, man, you need to lose some weight.
Nice. So,
and HD can do that because he's a former ball player and he's our dude.
So I had a little Publix chili. Where'd you get your chili from?
I know, homemade.
Homemade.
I didn't find out the kids like chili until I forced them to do it about a month ago. Now we are a chili family.
With the beans or without the beans?
No beans. I wish they could have beans, but no beans.
I like chili without the beans. I had chili with the beans last night, and apparently that makes you even more powerful.
Now, Knox, are you allowed to crop dust Cafe Knox back there?
No. Poor Wendy's been back there all morning with me learning some stuff. And
she's learning what you had for lunch.
No, what it means is I have to get up every 25 minutes or so and leave the room for some mysterious. Got to go do something. I got to check on this, Wendy. I'll be right back.
Oh, yeah, no, give it another 2 weeks, and then it's going to turn into Wendy, get out for a minute.
No, what it's going to turn into is Wendy's going to have her own office back there.
Charity was telling me she read some study. It's actually good for you to fart.
It is, because you're releasing the gas.
Yeah, it helps your body. You're not supposed to stay pent up with all the gas in you.
Good for you, not for anybody else in the room.
Yeah, exactly. And so that's why all the buttheads on a plane just go and just let that baby rip. Although, why do you never hear the fart on a plane?
Because you got the jet. You have the...
You never hear the fart on a plane. You smell it, but you never hear it.
You're going 700 miles an hour. Most people have headphones in with the movie or whatever their choice blast. You just let them go. I'll lean sideways out in the aisle. And
how about when the bench seat you're on just kind of ripples?
Yeah. And then you always crack.
Letting it go, huh?
The best thing to do is crack a laugh and then look around like, who did that? Had to be you. Was your kid, what?
And that's the best thing about having kids, you can blame it on them.
Though. Oh, yeah.
Dude, at the MLS Cup game, Charity was getting crop dusted by the guy right next to her. I crap you not, pun intended. So it was me, Charity, then the Matt crop Farter. Duster. And it was driving Charity nuts. So it got – this is the MLS Cup, ladies and gentlemen. Second half of the game, it got to the point where I said – I yelled at the top of – not like screamed like I'm getting chased by Voorhees. But I said, whoever's farting, stop it right now. Really loud, like 20 people on a radius around heard this.
Wow.
And everybody started laughing. And the dude right next to Charity, dude, you could tell he just went boo. Like you could see, he was like, oh my god, I just got called out significantly.
Rick Campbell, fart patrol.
I was the fart. The whole section appreciated because there were other ladies like behind us that were like, damn, dude, like, you know, waving in front of their nose and stuff. But
I mean, let's
should we
real.
Talk sports or just talk farts?
Well,
the whole time?
I mean, we could go a little more farts.
It's for our target audience.
Yeah, it is. I mean, most of the guys are in their truck going. I just let one. The worst one is when you let one go in your car and you have to like open every window because you're like, what the?
What? You really get bothered by the smell of your own?
Yeah,
sometimes.
Sometimes, especially when you're
able to handle your own smell.
Yeah, not all the time. I'm a stinky individual, which is why this is a gas free zone here at the Kia Studios.
It really is.
Yeah.
I can't remember ever being crop dusted in here.
I just broke that rule, by the way.
Did you?
Yeah, sorry.
Are you serious?
So
you just farted live on the air and then admitted
it? I warned you when I walked in.
You did warn us.
Paul is doubled over.
He just locked his door to the producer so I can't come in there. Though.
I'm going
to
tell you now, if that smell wafts over this way, I'm going to yank one of these microphones
off.
All
right, I'm taking the bait. I'm a reporter. I'm walking behind Knox.
What? Really? What kind of nonsense is that to go get it?
Those of you watching on Watch 92.9,
he's actually going to get a whiff.
Rick Kamla actually did it.
He did not fart.
He is going.
Or at least it dissipated quickly.
Really? I don't understand you going to get a smell. That's one that.
I had to get to the bottom of it because I thought he was lying, and no. I think he's playing radio.
No, he may have let one fly. Knox, we had fun with this earlier, and I want to get back to this as part of the Bickerfest. We were playing Would You Rather Falcons Edition, and Rick came up with some good ones. I came up with some good ones as well. So would you rather, Knox Bardeen, and you cover the Falcons, and you report and do all this, would you rather try Ryan Schrader again at right tackle or go out and sign somebody like Juwan James, a 26-year-old right tackle from the Dolphins?
Wow. I'm probably more positive on Ryan Schrader than most people are. I think I would go that direction. I think one bad year after three great years, I'm willing to say he's going to bounce back.
I would go great. He had three very good years. Great would be like, you know, Larry Allen.
Okay,
or
sure. He's not
Eric
an elite
Williams.
Tackle. I'll give you that.
But he had three very good years.
So I'm going to go Schrader with that one.
Okay.
Would you rather Knox Bardeen? I crossed all my deals out here. Would you rather keep Beasley or Schrader?
Oh, wow.
Uh-huh.
That was my same reaction.
Bullseye.
Wow. And I guess I can't stipulate that Beasley has to be a friendly contract, can I?
No, you can.
You can do whatever you want. It's your game.
Beasley with a friendly contract.
Okay.
So in that case, then you're going to have to replace Ryan
Schrader.
You're
going to have to go out and talk to Juwan James.
Yeah, you might have to go talk to Juwan James. Or maybe Ty Sombrello turns out to be your right tackle. He actually didn't play bad
toward the end of
last year. See this? We got new lights popping on in here. Boy, they're redoing things all around here. It's pretty awesome. I see lights in the hallway for the first time. Maybe ever.
I see Oren Romaine's afro.
I do. I'm not
really,
sure.
Oren's here.
Shout out to Oren Romaine.
I don't think we're allowed to say his name. I think certain days he has to like sneak in here.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I do.
Is this like a covert operation here?
Yeah, I mean, this.
How does a 6'6" man like that sneak anywhere?
No, he's allowed to be in here. I'm just saying, I think his real job, he's not allowed to be. He has like an actual job, like a real job.
Well, he's 6'9" with the afro.
Yes, yeah, he's got a Fletch thing going on there.
All right, let's continue the would you rather, and then we'll get to some other things like Jeremy Lin's contract. Would you rather bring back the old black Falcons uniforms, the one they wore with like Jerry Glanville, or would you rather make the all red Color Rush uniforms the full timers?
I'm colorblind, and that Color Rush stuff makes me want to vomit sometimes. So it doesn't work. And sometimes I can't even tell the difference between the two teams. So definitely the old black Falcons uniforms.
Dude, the red Color Rush was awesome. I'd love those two to be dual home uniforms.
This public revelation by Knox really explains the wardrobe that he comes to work with every day, doesn't it?
I got a black shirt on.
Are you really colorblind?
Absolutely.
So you don't know what color shirt I'm wearing?
I mean, I know it's a red shirt. It says Atlanta on the front.
Well, that doesn't mean it's red. It could be purple. Who knows?
No, it's red to me.
It's red enough.
Wow. Yeah. I did not know you were colorblind. I'm fascinated by people that are colorblind.
How many fingers am I holding up? Oh, wait. That has nothing to do with being colorblind.
Which is why it's funny when they say go out and take pictures and edit. at them. I'm like, okay, you're going to get what you get. Sure you don't want to bring men out? Or
Knox, something? We're going to need to see you in the office. We're going to have a pay cut for you coming up.
Wow.
So Knox never made it as the bomb squad. Cut the red wire.
Seriously.
They're all gray.
Here, no wonder our show has never got an update on the pictures we took a year ago as far as our actual photos. You don't know how to edit them.
It's true. I mean, I know how to, but it might not. It's going to look weird. You might have cartoon faces for all
well,
that.
It's better. The face I had, the picture that's up, I was 50 pounds heavier. I looked like a crazy person.
I have to move you up higher on the to-do list.
You were supposed to do this when we took the pictures with Rob Hamilton last summer.
Is that picture still up of you?
It's up of both of us. You have the one where you look like you just farted, and I'm going.
I tell you what, if Mark would stop changing his picture every 3 weeks, I would have more time to do yours.
Wow. Wow. But Mark's is upgraded. Is he happy with his picture?
I don't know. Are you? Are you happy now?
Are you happy with your? Because you complained about that for like a month.
I don't have a choice. It's up. It's there. It's what's going to happen now? If I start complaining, I should have it fixed by 2021. So I'll just take what I can get at this point.
Well, I mean, the Super Bowl's over. You got a month or two to actually like try to get some stuff implemented.
Yes.
I just want
the new
picture.
You do anything else behind the scenes. Come
on
now.
Yeah, you barely work.
And we're getting there right now. Changes are afoot right now. We're working hard. Behind the scenes for your digital pleasure.
Okay.
What, for your digital
so
pleasure,
let,
I love
let
it.
Let people know what digital pleasure they could look forward to.
I tell you what, we're really starting to coordinate social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, into all your different shows. And Wendy's going to help me do a lot of that stuff where some of the ideas you guys bring to your show, we're going to bring it to the digital side of things too so they can watch in real time.
Mm.
So that's especially with you guys with the three cameras in here.
Okay.
We had a fantastic week down on Radio Row. 25,000 people. 25,000 people watched us on Radio Row for an average of 7 minutes per person. So thank you, everyone out there that watched on watch929thegame.com.
Nice.
25,000.
Are those like huge numbers, good numbers?
That's more than we did on the watch stream for the year prior.
For the year?
Yep.
Wow. I guess it was good to have all you guys at Radio Row.
Yeah. I mean, we had an army down there, didn't we?
That we did. We look good.
Great times,
Rick's
man.
Actually
Great
brought
times.
The hoodie back out, which
I did.
I'm not wearing that hoodie till next winter.
It's a very warm hoodie.
It's a very warm hoodie.
I love this hoodie.
But it looks fantastic if you guys. I don't know which camera's on you right now. Deshaun's taking care of that. But
we had many people. Hoodie.
You love
many
what I
people
do for
want
this.
To buy that hoodie.
Yeah, we probably should have made up a couple extra hundred of them and sold them. But
we
they're
should've.
Expensive, too.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, most of our listeners have disposable income.
I'm going to say cost on this is $25.
$60.
No.
It's cost. $65.
So it literally cost $65 to make these.
You can sell that thing in the store for $100.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. I was way off.
I've never bought a hoodie, so that was news to me too.
Really?
Yeah.
You never bought a what?
I've had them given to me here, but I've never purchased one.
Half my wardrobe is hoodie.
Well, that explains a lot.
He's not colorblind, Knox.
I was going to say, Knox, we have noticed you're a free stuff kind of guy with your ACC polo that you have on right now.
This was another freebie. I don't wear anything that's not free.
Now, is that your choice? Or is that like in lieu of the housekeeper? It's we can either have the housekeeper or I can have a wardrobe.
If I want a lawn service and if I want a housekeeper, I have to only wear a station. Or this is from ACC Media Days like 5 years ago.
I want to ask you this, Knox. And we were talking earlier. Rick and I had a pretty spirited debate. Jeremy Lin, bought out by the Hawks, signs with the Raptors. Travis Schlink came on and said it was a scenario where his agent called. Jeremy wanted to play for a contender, so we did in the best wishes for the player. For me, I'm not a fan of this at all because the trading deadline just passed. You didn't trade him. You told us a week ago, or at least the Hawks as an organization did, that we like this group. It's a winning culture. We want to establish all of that. And then a week later, that all goes out the wayside. Rick is on the other side saying, hey, they're doing right by the player. This is goodwill moving forward. Where do you stand on this?
I think I speak for the city of Atlanta here.
Mm-hmm.
Travis Schlink needs to do right by us here in Atlanta. And he told the morning show this morning that Lin was all kinds of valuable to Trae Young, putting the noise to the side, focusing on his game. If he was here, even if he wasn't doing the on-the-court stuff, even if it was completely off-the-court, if he's helping out your young guys, why get rid of him? Why buy him out and get nothing for him?
Because if you have an unhappy player, then he could poison your culture. And so if you have a player who makes it known through his agent that he wants to play for a contender and play in the playoffs, you're stuck. And by the way, do players not run the NBA?
Oh, of course they do.
So you guys are with me on that, right?
Yeah,
we don't disagree on that. Players have run the NBA, by the way, since the early 1980s.
But from what I understand, they tried to deal him at the trade deadline, and no one was willing to take
Correct.
That contract. So the Hawks just really – I mean, it was completely just doing Jeremy Lin and his agents a solid.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're in a position where, I mean, your draft pick still keeps getting farther and farther away from a potential number one. You need to do this franchise a solid.
What do you mean?
Keep Lin around if he's helping Trae Young.
Well, but here's the thing. Lin is also helping us win, okay? Do we want to win or lose down the stretch?
So this is a tanking mechanism is what you're saying.
Well, those are your words, not mine, Mr. Bardeen. But it is not a – look, it is not the most competitive move to cut and buy out your one of the best backup point guards in the NBA.
Right.
That is not a move born of we're in the fast lane and we're trying to make the playoffs.
I agree.
Okay, I'll just put it that way. And look, Dedmon might be next. Vince Carter might be next.
Vince Carter better not go anywhere.
I agree with you there. Vince Carter
I don't want him
way
to go either.
Too much.
But I was surprised at the Jeremy Lin news based on, like you said, last week we heard, hey, oh, we're trying to establish a winning culture. We want these vets. We're not going to buy them out. But again, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not saying that our Hawks were lying about that. And by the way, it sounded like Travis Schlenk wanted Jeremy Lin to continue to play here, right?
It seems that way.
But Lin, through his agent, said he wants out.
He wants
to play for a contender. So if I find out a guy that, by the way, is on an expiring contract, 25 more games, bye. You don't want to be here? Goodbye. Thank you for your service to Trae Young. Thank you for the buckets and a couple of wins here and there. Thank you. Goodbye.
This is why Travis Schlenk's job is so hard, because he has to figure out, he has to weigh, if we keep Lin around, how many wins might that mean down the road for the franchise in helping our young rookie? Or if we get rid of him, how many games are we going to lose that we would have won that might help our draft pick? So that's an interesting scale there to be balanced.
I mean, they're all tough to – but, and John, the thing with Trae Young – Trae Young is balling right now. Trae Young's about to go to All-Star Weekend and play on Friday night in the Rising Stars game and Saturday in the skills competition. Like, to me, Jeremy Lin's work is done. Like, all the shepherding that he did, all the big brothering that he did, his work is done. Trae Young, he's now 50, 60 games into his rookie year. And as you know, John, that means you're
you're
morphing out of being a rookie. I think we're good.
My thing for more than anything, and it kind of goes with what Knox is saying, is do the franchise a solid. Do the fan base a solid. You're going to have a jam-packed arena tonight. And granted, a lot of them are there to see LeBron James and the Lakers play. But you've had better-than-expected crowds because people like to see the new youth. You like to see the competitive nature of this basketball team. It's a scenario to me that I would not have cut him, but that's just me. And that's why I'm not a general manager, because I would I might deal with my heart more than my head.
Would you – so not – and obvious – and what Schlenk did is how business is done in the NBA. It just is. We call it the buyout market. You know, over at NBA TV, it's like a phrase, the buyout market. The Knicks made that trade, the Porzingis trade.
Absolutely.
They bought out Wesley Matthews, who's now with the Indiana Pacers. It's just it you can like it or not like it, but it's just a fact of the matter
in
the NBA.
Not only do GMs have to make their players happy, but they also have to make the agents happy too. And
100%.
If you screw over one set of agents –
100%.
But here's my thing I said with that, Knox. It's awesome to make the agent happy and do a solid for other franchise. When is it ever going to come back for this franchise?
It has to at some point, or at that point. Because if it doesn't, you're just building your franchise through draft picks, and I don't think that's the winning method.
I've been here 20 years.
Golden State did it.
Yeah, you got to hit on them. And then eventually they got the free agents to come
in. I mean, we've hit on Trey, hit on Herter, hit on John.
Yep.
I'm just saying.
They be Clay, Dre, and Steph?
We'll find out.
We need them to be. Knox, get you a free shirt out of Mike McKenzie's
room. Nice job not farting, Knox.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
I'm going to have one for you when I walk out.
Go crop dust Terry's office. Just see
he's
what happens.
Listening. Stop.
He's actually in a meeting. Just let it go. We come back. One more round. We're going to talk some more Hawks as they've got a game against the Lakers coming up tonight on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Vince is there every day, and he's been giving them tips and kind of helping them come up with some creative stuff. So it'll be exciting and obviously a great thing for the Hawks to have, you know, both of those guys competing Friday night and both of them competing Saturday. It's great that we're going to have a couple representatives out there and people are going to get a look at the Hawks.
And that's Travis Schlenk. You can hear the interview in its entirety. It's up at 92.9thegame.com. Mark, I meant to ask you something. Are we still up on iTunes?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Every day.
I could
the
not
entire
find...
show if you missed anything from the show. And a lot of the times I forget to edit out the stuff we dump. So, yeah, but it's on the interweb. So
I could not find, I was looking for the Week in Review the other day on iTunes. I just couldn't find it. Maybe I'm an idiot.
Or if you just go to 92onthegame.com and listen on demand.
Okay.
All the shows, all the Week in Reviews, everything's there.
By the
I'm
way,
going with that last part he said.
Yeah, congratulations to Darren in Riverdale. He picked up a pair of tickets to see the Hawks and Knicks on Valentine's Day at State Farm Arena. Purchase Hawks tickets at Hawks.com. I got to ask you guys real quick. We got like 2 days to Valentine's Day. You already did your Valentine's Day shopping, Rick?
Huh?
Okay. Mark Owens, Mr. Glass Half Full, have you done your Valentine's Day shopping?
No. I'll go by Kroger on the way home, grab a couple steaks and a bottle of wine, and we are good to go.
Preacher man, you're the most responsible of all of us.
Not for this holiday, I'm not.
No? I'm the only one that's done my Valentine's
Day. Look, I'm a lucky person. My wife does not really give two blanks about Valentine's Day, so it's flowers and a card, and I'm good to go. Mm-hmm.
So doesn't us going out to dinner and having a great time and staring longingly into each other's eyes and then going back home and doing what men and women do when they love each other.
Fall asleep on the couch watching Netflix.
Is that not enough?
Nope. No.
Oh, wait a minute. The cheap flowers from Publix or Kroger.
I would say, which are no longer cheap on Valentine's Day. They're normally like $8. Now they're 72.
No, not at Publix and Kroger.
No, they're like 20.
Well, this week they are.
No, they're not.
Yeah, this week.
I can get them for like 12 to 15.
Yeah, really? Yeah, they're still 20 over on
And by the way, they are phenomenal flowers at both of those places. They last for like 2 weeks.
Can I give you a help out some guys here?
Okay.
Give you a little bonus points. Go to like a Dollar Tree or a Big Lots or something like that. They sell the box-shaped candy, the heart-shaped candy with all the chocolates in it for like $1 a piece.
Really?
I'll stock up on about 10 of those and just scatter them all over the house and hide them all over the house. That's what I do to be a romantic, and doesn't cost me but $10.
Mark Owens, romantic guy.
I mean, I eat two of them out of the four, but still, it's the thought that counts, right?
We had to get our kids, like, for their classes. Kane got, like, the Skittles Valentine's card pack. I'm like, they still do that. I'm surprised today with all the allergies and everything. You can't bring this for the kid. You can't bring – I'm surprised they still do this.
Pretty much as long as it's not peanuts. I think that's the big thing right there. No peanuts allowed.
When did peanut allergy become so big?
I don't know.
When kids started dying from being around peanuts.
Like, really, when did that happen? I never remember my life in school or, you know, up until maybe the last 10 years that happening.
I mean, I don't know when it happened, but I know that it's a real thing. Like, Charity is allergic to almonds.
Okay.
So anytime I love, like, the, what is it, Blue Diamond almonds.
Yeah, those are awesome.
How good are those? Yeah. They're really salty. They're phenomenal. And so I can't like eat them next to her.
So she can't even smell the almond?
Yeah, like she gets uptight about like almond dust.
Huh. I didn't know that was a thing.
But look, that's like an allergy. I don't think it's a life or death allergy for her. But for some people, peanuts and almonds and that stuff is a life or death allergy.
I never knew that. I just know that there's a bigger list of what you can't bring to school for any of these holidays than what you can.
I've got a big buzzkill for tonight's Hawks-Lakers game.
Don't tell me LeBron James is out. Do not tell me LeBron James is out.
No, even more important, John, because, of course, this is the Mike Muscala Bowl. Did you even know that Mike Muscala was a Laker?
Yeah, because they gave up too much to get Mike Muscala. I like that Ivica Zubic guy.
Ivica Zubic.
What was his name?
Hilarious. Ivica Zubac.
Pretty close. Ivica Zubic. Close enough.
You're very close. Yeah. He's a Clipper now, John. Mike Muscala.
But I wouldn't have given him up for Mike Muscala. He's a ball player.
I agree. I don't know why the hell the Lakers did that trade. But Muscala, with an ankle, did not participate in shoot-around and is questionable for tonight's game.
Wow, the ticket market just plummeted.
I know. Let Mark Owens dial up the cheap. It's the prices are going down now.
Yeah.
Speaking of LeBron, he's listed as probable.
He better play tonight.
I'm not naming names, but there are people who, despite the probable designation, do not believe LeBron James is going to play tonight.
Oh, no.
I am not one of those people. Because the Lakers are two games out of the playoffs right now. They need every single win they can get.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that they're going to leave it to chance without LeBron. I think he plays tonight.
Okay.
But there are a lot of people in town who don't.
Mm-hmm.
So, John, I put out a go to @929thegame. Go to @RickandJohn929. Facebook, Twitter, Insta. You know what to do. Give us a follow. Give us a like. Whatever the hell the kids are doing. And then go to my personal account. LeBron James is listed as probable for tonight's at Hawks at Lakers game. However, some believe he will not play. Parentheses, I am not one of them. What says you? John, what do you think the percentages right now
are?
Well,
I'm looking at the poll right now, so I can't make a guess to not sound like I don't know what the poll
Dude,
is.
Dude, so the reason I was late coming back, what do we call it, a stop set? Is that what we call it?
Sure, a break.
So I was in the can, you know, doing my thing.
Peeing on a roach.
And not this time. And I got this idea. Let's put on a poll out and see if, oh, my God, it's raining sideways.
Yeah, it's raining sideways.
Holy crap. And just put a poll out to Atlanta sports fans and just see what they're thinking here. And so I was doing it while, and so it took me a minute. But I'm glad I did.
I'm glad you did, too.
I'm glad I got this poll up. So I'm at 56 votes in 8 minutes. You guys rock. 55% think that he sits. 45% think that he plays. He's listed as probable, which means he's probably going to play, yet over half the people think he's going to duck the game tonight against our Atlanta Hawks. We will see.
Do you understand how livid I would be if I bought tickets? And let's not mistake ourselves. There are a lot of people that buy tickets tonight because it's the Lakers, and they want to see LeBron play. And it's the only time you get to see him play this year. You know how mad I would be if I spent minimum, it was $125 earlier today, which means you're in the upper reaches of State Farm Arena. If I spent $200 or more dollars for one ticket to go see LeBron play and he's not there.
Yeah, there's no question.
And these
about
are
it.
The things that David Stern and Adam Silver, now as the commissioner of the NBA, have tried to curb with all of this. I'm going to sit because it's the, you know, it's the third game in four nights, or it's the fourth game in fifth nights. And I know they changed a lot of that scheduling. They don't want to see their stars sit, especially in road games like this.
How did that work two Saturdays ago when LeBron James ducked the Golden State Warriors at the Oracle on ABC Showcase?
The only difference there, they play Golden State, what, four or five times this year?
Yeah, but that doesn't matter. That's one of the biggest games of the year.
To me, it does. This is the only time you're in Atlanta. The only.
Well,
you're going to be at Golden State at least twice during the year.
But in terms of how the league is looking at it, they literally, there's not, I don't believe that there's a official rule.
Sure.
But there's now sort of an unofficial rule or a preference, a favor of that Saturday night primetime game, the Thursday night TNT games, the Wednesday night ESPN games, right, the Friday night ESPN games, but especially that Saturday night showcase game on ABC. You can, because you remember when LeBron arrogantly sat out that one game and came in there with his coffee, and it was one of those Saturday night showcase games,
right,
and that created a big, big stir. The voting now is creeping towards 50-50 on those who think LeBron is actually going to play tonight.
Well, speaking of 50-50, we've got a game just for you. It's called Prize Picks.
Now it's time for the Rick and John Fantasy Pick of the Day, brought to you by Prize Picks.
Oh, and if you want to check them out, go to MyPrizePicks.com. Or if you go on the iTunes store, you can download the app. It's called Prize Picks. When you do so, put the promo code in 929. New members who sign up and make their first deposit, they're going to get a free two-pick entry to win $50. 100% first deposit instant match. So if you put in 50, they're going to give you an additional 100 in promo money to play with. Rick Kamla, I am taking a look right now at my Prize Picks for today. The first one, I'm going to take the over on Mike Conley. 39.3 for Mike Conley. He doesn't have anybody around him. It's going to be the Mike Conley show. Mike Conley dribbles left. He comes over to the key, launches a three, grabs his own rebound, puts it back up and in. I don't know if he gets an assist for that, but we're going to give him one anyway.
He gets a rebound and 2 points.
Yep. Mike Conley with the steal. He goes the other way. He jams. Stealing a little Steve Holman there.
He jams. That kind of sounded Steve Holman.
Sound like I could do some play-by-play?
Sounded Steve Holman-y. You've done play-by-play before.
No, I've done color. I've never done play-by-play.
I thought you said you did play-by-play on high school
games. No, only color. Trey McDaniel was my play-by-play guy. And I am going to take the under on Terry Rozier. 34.8 for Terry Rozier.
I like this.
I think that's a little bit too high. So give me the under on Terry Rozier, 34.8, and the over Mike Conley, 39.3.
I know how you say this, but I love saying it wrong for the laugh. I'm going to riverboat you with Terry Rozier. I got the over on Terry Rozier. How do you like that? So Kyrie Irving is out tonight. I think Kyrie Irving's going to be out here through the All-Star break, maybe beyond. The number's 33.6. Is that the number you have?
34.8 now. It's gone up.
Oh, it's gone up. They're betting him up. Here's the deal with Terry Rozier. He is starting without Kyrie, right?
Mm-hmm.
This guy's trying to make money. trying to every time he gets a start, he's trying to just rock and roll. In starts this year, he's averaging 14 points, 6 rebounds, 6 assists, and 2 steals.
Boy, that's right on the number.
Yep. You get 3 points in Prize Picks for every steal. I believe he'll have a – so that's 6 points. And I believe he's hitting 20 tonight against Philadelphia.
Okay.
I think he's going to have a big game. He may even flirt with a triple-double. I feel really good about Terry Rozier going over 34.8.
34.8 is the number.
And that's
right
another cool thing with Prize Picks. Literally, as the bets come in, it fluctuates. I'm also taking the under on Randy McMichael's guy, Jaren Jackson Jr. His number is 30.4. Yes, I will win juice boxes from Randy. He had him at 18-9. I was like, I'll take the under on both of those for 20 apiece. So I got juice boxes coming from Randy on that. But 30.4 is his number, John. They're playing against San Antonio. Mm-hmm. They always scheme something defensively to take you out of what you want to do. But here's why I'm betting against Jaren Jackson Jr. He doesn't rebound the basketball. His last few games, he's gone 14, 27, 23, and 16 in the points. Pretty good. But his rebounds have gone 3, 7, 6, 7. So Drummond got us last night. Yeah, we went under, but he got us because he had a million rebounds.
Boy, and 32 points is what got us,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, but Jaren Jackson Jr., like his typical line is like 15 points and 6 or 7 rebounds. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't believe that's going to get him to 30.4, so I'll take the under.
Okay, we'll check those out. And, again, go to MyPrizePicks.com. Give me a little play-by-play, or I'm going to give you some play-by-play. Here's more Mike Conley tonight. Mike Conley dribbles up. He eschews the pass to whoever the hell his two-guard is. He now dribbles to the lane. He jacks it up, he misses. Grabs his own rebound, dribbles back out, launches a three, good.
It's your guy, Tyler Dorsey.
Whatever.
It's your guy, Tyler Dorsey, he's going to be passing to now.
It's not Tony Allen anymore.
Oh, my God. I love it, man. I love it. So that's what's up. The vote's creeping up here. Y'all rock. Almost 100 votes in 13 minutes, man. 52% say he's going to sit tonight.
Okay.
I think LeBron's going to play tonight. What says you?
I'm looking at the weather outside. He may not want to leave the hotel. He's playing.
He's playing. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He better play tonight.
Mark Owens, PB. LeBron plays tonight or not?
Yes, 100%.
Buckhead flu.
Oh! I called it Magic City Mondays.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.